It's easier to enrich myself with a thousand virtues than to correct myself of a single fault. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with instant inspiration. It's easier to enrich myself with a thousand virtues than to correct myself of a single fault. That's like the New Year's resolutions that we make. We very seldom carry them out. We all have great aspirations for our perfect life and for doing things right, but I was talking to some people and I was real surprised when they said, well, here you've got these people who've been on campus now for 20 years and they still seem to bicker and fight between themselves. Now, why would that be? And I said, well, all of us have areas that we're working on. All of us have areas that we're working to be untouched by. Some of us, it's cancer. Some of us, it's a bad relationship with the husband or wife. Some of us, it's the war in Iraq. And some of us, it's poison gases and other things. You know, everybody's got some little hang-up that they have to do. And with the poison gases, with the war in Iraq, with the bad relationships between husband and wife, with all of these things, it takes one little thing to solve it. We say there's peace on earth, and it began with me. When I solve these things, we say, I am the master of my own world, and all is in divine order. And then, instantly, everything is solved. But Herb, that's not so. That's true. It's not so because you have not put it in motion. And the next minute you say, it's not so. And the minute you say it's not so, it's not so. Now, if I go to the hospital and visit people that I go and visit, and I look at their appearances, I'll say, wow, they got problems. But I don't look at their appearances. I go in like a blind bat. And I say to them, hey, you're looking great. You're fantastic. It's so nice to see you. How's everything going? Looks like you're on top of the world. Looks like you're on top of the world. You're fantastic. You're glorious. Can't you see? Yes, I can see. I can see right through this illusion that you're playing with here into your reality. And it's just waiting to burst out and pop forth and be all that you are. Now, I spent years on being sick. Now, don't tell me I can be done with it in a day or a minute or whatever. Yes, you can. But you see, you have spent years on being sick. You've spent years, you've invested time and energy in this unhappiness that you have created for yourself. And on 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 you go. But not me. I look at you and I am an idiot. I don't believe in appearances. I see right through all these charades that we're playing. I see right through all of these outer games that we're playing where we are unhappy or where we're sick or where we're sad. And I say, no, right now, you're whole and perfect. Right now, all is in divine order. Right now, it's easier to enrich myself with a thousand virtues than to correct myself of one fault. And what is that single fault that we want to correct ourselves of? That single fault that we want to correct ourselves of is contradicting ourselves. We know the truth, and then we contradict it. We know we're whole and perfect. We know that this is our original purity and integrity. We know that. But then we say, oh. Now, what one of the dumbest things to say is, let's see, now, do you have diabetes in your family? Did your father have it, your mother have it, your sister have it, your aunt and uncles and cousins have it? Hey, it doesn't make any sense. Where did it start? Where does it end? It ends with you. It ends with me. It's over. But no, we do a research. We do a family history. And we find out all the people in our family who have had gout, who have had cancer. It doesn't matter what kind. Who have had problems. Oh, hey, divorce is normal in our family. There's not one of our family members, and we got hundreds of them, that stayed married about 10 years after they were married. They were together just long enough to populate the earth, and then they separated, you know? That's what's going to happen with everybody in our family. Everybody. Now, you kids, that's what you can look forward to. Well, thanks a lot. When are we going to end that unnecessary thing? It has nothing to do with genes, nothing to do with chromosomes. It has nothing to do with anything except attitude. And when are we going to change that attitude? We have to do some work on that attitude. And that attitude is that we're whole and perfect, that we're wonderful, we're beautiful, we're fantastic. And if we go around pushing people's buttons just to see how they respond, we deserve to be kicked right out the door. We deserve to be shot. We deserve to have anything that we think is bad happen to us. And it does. Our main responsibility in life is to be ourselves and have fun. And keep our nose out of other people's business. Totally out of other people's business. When we put our nose in other people's business, we are showing where our virtues are. You know, you can have a lot of virtues. You can be a good moneymaker. You can be a good lover. You can be a good father, a good mother. You can be a good teacher. You can, on and on and on and on and on. But if you're a nosy busybody, if you're sticking your nose in other people's business, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, all your good virtues are like nothing, you know? When you do not say to yourself, I am me, and I like me, and everything I do is a reflection of the goodness in me. If you don't say that to yourself, you're wasting your breath. Because to say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm this and that, and I'm the other thing, it means nothing. If you allow yourself to deny it in the next breath. Now, how do we train ourselves not to deny it, or that's a bad way to say it, but how do we train ourselves to emphasize the positive? We train ourselves to emphasize the positive by every time a negative thought comes up, and we know what they are, every time a gossipy thought comes up or anything else about anybody else, even ourselves, we count to 10. You've heard that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you know, most of the time you forget what you were mad about. And if you count real fast, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you still forget. The reason you forget is because you're concentrating on counting fast, or you're concentrating on counting slow. And you just let it go. You just let it go. It really works. It's a wonderful little tool. Better not to have to do that, but it's better to do that if you need it than not to do it. You can have all the virtues in the world, but if you shoot somebody, the court says, hey, you killed somebody, you go to jail. You go to the electric chair. You go to the gallows. You get hung. I just did one little thing, my little naughty thing. That's all it takes. One little naughty thing to upset our life. One little naughty thought. Naughty thought. And you know, Jesus was probably the rottenest guy on the face of the earth. He didn't make anybody feel good. He said, if you take a woman in your thought, you have done it in fact. And he meant that as an illustration of broader scope. Whatever you do in your mind is what you do in your life. So if in our mind we keep our thoughts pure and beautiful, uplifting, supportive, and fantastic, then our life will be that way. Now, some people say, Herb, you got it so easy because you're a spiritual master and you're this and you're that. Thank you. Thank you. And so are you. And you could not see me as a spiritual master if you weren't. You're fantastic. Oh, my goodness, thank you. Fantastic. And right away, they change their tune. But change your tune before you even say something like that. Before you say that someone's smarter than you are, or someone's got more money than you got, or someone's got more friends than you got, or someone's got a better life than you have, or a better wife or a better husband than you have. Better kids. Before you make any of those silly statements, say to yourself, huh, they've got a wonderful family. I must too. She is a brilliant lady. Look at her thinking all these grand, beautiful thoughts. I must be too. She is a marvelous creator. My goodness sakes, I must be too. You see, when we recognize that, and this is important to recognize, then all of our virtues begin to shine. But I told you about this man, very wealthy, very old man in his late 90s, and he was asked to recommend different people that he thought were outstanding people on the face of the earth. He said, no, not until they die. When they die, then they've stopped. They're not going to get in trouble after that, presumably. And at that time, I'll recommend people, but not the living, because the living have too many opportunities to be blamed for things they didn't do, to do things that they shouldn't do, and etc. And one little thing, like if Clinton were the president of the United States and just a super guy, a fantastic president, a most able man, and then his wife drove him to a distraction and he shot her in the White House. Ah, you know, that's never happened. But what would the country do about him? The president shoots his wife. Would that be a Donnybrook, you know? That'd be a real sore spot. And the whole nation would wonder what to do. Because the president can give himself an exoneration. he can exonerate anybody from any crime that they might have done or not done. And he can do that to himself. Remember President Ford? When Nixon, I believe it was, got into all this trouble, and then Ford was put in with him, I believe it was Ford, he exonerated Nixon. Well, who was that?
Johnson? Johnson came for Kennedy. Hmm? After Kennedy.
Yeah, I think it was Nixon. Because, you see, Nixon's vice president got in trouble first. And he got kicked out of office. And then along came Nixon, who got kicked out of office. But you see, Ford, who became the president, he released Nixon of all wrongdoing, you know, and said that that was just part of his work in office and that had nothing to do with anything else, you know. And whether he was right or whether he's wrong, he had the power to do it. And you see, when you're the president, you have tremendous power. But even Henry VIII, remember King Henry VIII? He killed his wives, remember?
Yeah.
And the world still remembers that with unkindness. He was a great king, but he couldn't hold on to a wife. You know, he just had to get rid of them to make room for the next one. He'd move into Tower of London and so forth, but that's not acceptable. That's not acceptable. And those you can't say they're little things. They're big things. But those lack of respect for the law, lack of respect for human life and human dignity, does not endure such a man to the world, you know. So now what about you? You say, Herb, you sure talked about some tough ones here. It's easier to enrich myself with 1,000 virtues than to correct myself of a single fault. All we have to do is to love ourselves and act harmonious with our own desires, and we will be the most beautiful people on the face of the earth. What we have been doing is acting by other people's desires, by other people's attitudes, by other people's feelings of what we should do, and this has created problems. This has created problems because we can never live another person's life. We can never fulfill another person's dream. We can have a hard enough time fulfilling our own dream. So with that, pay attention to the idea, it's easier to enrich myself with 1,000 virtues than to correct myself of a single fault. And it's the single fault that is the Achilles heel that puts us in harm's way. So love yourself. and watch the miracles happen in your life. I love you. I love you. I love you.